sign up for the ST Expo mailing list. To receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog, go to www.stexpo.com.
Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. We're talking with Jim Rivera, Vice President of Product Management for KClear Software. Welcome, Jim.
Hi, thank you.
Jim, we've been hearing a lot recently about Web 2.0 and SOA, or service-oriented architectures. What are they?
Okay, well, I'll start with Web 2.0. And unfortunately, a strict definition of Web 2.0 doesn't really exist because it continues to morph. But at a very high level, Web 2.0 is primarily a social movement, and it's being driven by developers with the main goal of enhancing communication and collaboration between people using internet technologies. Now, there's a whole collection of technologies that tend to get lumped together with Web 2.0. Some of the more common ones are blogs, which are feed-enabled using RSS or ATOM. There's other technologies like AJAX for rich user interfaces, wikis for collaborating on data and documents, and then there's mashups. And this is essentially just an application that is built upon graphical services that come from other sites. A good example are websites that use Google Maps or Flickr photos within their website. So it's really about collaboration between people, and a key thing with Web 2.0 is that ease of use is king. It's really, and in some part this comes from the fact that these applications tend to be relatively short-lived, and they're not mission-critical. They're just web applications that allow people to share data. So there's very little reason to burden a project with heavyweight architecture or a structured development process or governance. It's really about getting the job done quickly and easily and enabling participation across the web. Now SOA is quite a different thing. It comes from a different context. Where Web 2.0 is really about connecting with people, SOA is about connecting business systems, and it's about the collaboration between business and IT. The goal of SOA is really to reduce costs, to increase business flexibility, and to improve alignment between business and IT. And this is accomplished through the creation of reusable business services. Now, because we're talking about business systems, the technologies are therefore much more focused on enterprise qualities of service. And some of these technologies include some of the web services standards for platform interoperability. You have WSDL and WS Policy for self-describing machine-readable service interfaces. And then you have some new infrastructure, primarily led by the Enterprise Service Bus, that enable SOA by integrating into legacy heterogeneous environments and extending the existing capabilities to support SOA application development. So in the end, SOA has similar goals to Web 2.0, but it comes from a very different context. It's more of a business context.
Okay, so would you say that they're compatible with each other, or are they at odds with each other?
Yeah, this is an interesting question because there's been a lot of debate about this recently. And in fact, the fact is they are very compatible, and they're really driven by the same motivations, and those are to make application development cheaper and easier, and to make these applications more adaptable, and to help us connect to the world around us, whether we're connecting to business systems or to individuals. The main difference, and why it seems like these two technologies or these two camps are at odds, is that they're primarily being driven by different groups of people coming from different perspectives. So while they seem like these two movements are vastly different today, they're in fact just opposite ends of the same spectrum of technologies that are striving to achieve very similar goals. So on one end, you have Web 2.0 camp focused on collaboration of people using very lightweight technologies. And on the other hand, you have the SOA camp focused on collaboration of business systems. And inherently, it's a bit more heavyweight in terms of how it's accomplished and the technologies they use. They both have their strengths and weaknesses, so it really comes down to using the right tool for the job. And over time, I think you'll increasingly see that these two camps will start to meet in the middle through collaboration and sharing of ideas.
Well, Jim, SOA has been described as too complex. Is that correct? And if so, what's that about?
Well, there are a couple main sources for complexity associated with SOA. One is that it requires a cultural change. As developers, as technologists, we've gotten used to being able to work on our projects in isolation, and that doesn't really work in SOA. There's an inherent need to improve communication across groups to ensure that your services are reusable and to ensure that you're not duplicating efforts. As well as architecturally speaking, it is a different beast from traditional distributed computing based solely on object-oriented programming like Java, Corba, or .NET. And so as such, it introduces some unique challenges. And what's really happening is we're developing an understanding of SOA best practices at the industry and organizational level. That's really what's required. And that takes time. But what we're already seeing is a number of early adopter successes, and the knowledge from these successes will lead to a greater understanding of best practices across the entire industry. The other source of complexity is really around the new enabling technology that is associated with SOA. You have web services, XML, business process execution language, or BEPL. These, in particular, are very critical to the success of SOA. However, you know, many of these technologies were not intended for direct use by developers at a coding level. For example, a developer shouldn't have to understand the gory details of what goes into a WS security header. These technologies are really set or defined with the idea that there'd be a set of tools to help abstract away the gory details and while still giving the flexibility to explicitly control the behavior of the applications. So what we're seeing is, you know, in many of the new products, and I'll include Cape Clear's ESB within this list, we're definitely seeing enterprise SOA with an emphasis on ease of use. Through the use of integrated graphical tooling, through native support for open standards, you know, we could take away a lot of the complexity associated with these technologies. And as, you know, these platforms mature, we'll see a continued improvement on ease of use and productivity.
Great. Is there a website that listeners can go to for more information on these topics?
Yeah, you could go to www.capeclear.com. And for developers and architects, you could go to developer.capeclear.com.
Okay. Thank you for joining us, Jim.
Okay. Thank you.
For Dr. Dubb's Journal, this is John Erickson.
Sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.